from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, I don't. You know, it's just really difficult to get used to having all this sleep. I tell you, it's great. Oh boy, oh boy! It's Open Phone Friday. Open Phone Friday. How you doing? I know, it's just, we'll get into a little bit. Got a lot of fun things to do this morning. But first off, I'd like to invite you to be on the show. It's November 10, 2017. This is Patrick Timpone, and it's good to be here. Above ground and taking nourishment, as they say. And I hope you want to join the show. Please do. It's just much more fun for me with you when you call 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. And the email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, that's us. Don't wait till the end. A lot of people wait till the end and call up early. Let me know what's going on in your life. Tell us your story. If you have something going on with your health that you'd like to maybe get some ideas on, I can help you. I don't know what I'm talking about, but, you know. I just make it up as I go, but yeah, I've talked to a lot of people over the years, lots and lots of people, so have access to cool guys, cool people, and information over many years at this thing we call natural healing, I guess since the late 70s. First book that I received from a neighbor of mine, it was really interesting, that just popped over and gave me this book, and it was about... It was about 2 or 3 weeks after I had the insight that what we eat could possibly affect our health. Yeah, up until that point, I had never thought about it. And looking back now, you think, oh, wow, is that even possible? But it's just a different state of consciousness. And believe me, I don't know if there's any people around today because there's so much information out there about it. You know, diet and nutrition, or Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, and Oprah, whatever. So it's probably difficult to imagine that but I would suspect there's millions and millions and millions and millions of people that kind of know that what we eat and what we put in our body and stuff like that affects our health, but of course they don't do anything about it. So if they talk to them, they would say, no, I don't know. But, I mean, this was a case up until I was early 30s. Well, I had never really even given it a thought. And, of course, back then in the late 70s, all we had was, you know, we listened to a few rock and roll radio stations and ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, it was the TV, and that was it. You might look at the local newspaper. I mean, think about it. That was it. That was it. So how would you know? How would you even think about health and nutrition? You wouldn't, unless you had somebody in your family who was into it, and mom or dad or grandpa or a neighbor, and talked to you about it. But most people, you know, you just didn't know. Of course, there was always a crowd, I guess, in the 70s, the hippie crowd in places like Austin. And there were some in New Orleans, too, that I found, but I didn't know they were there. But there's always been that subculture around, I guess, since the 50s, since the beatnik days and the Mary Joanna and all that came out. And then people started to think about diet and stuff and more so in this culture, I guess, in the 50s and 60s. And I suspect out in California in the Berkeley area and San Francisco, it was probably much more available. But I never even thought about it until I met this girl, a vegetarian girl, and she was just incredibly just like bright and clear eyes and clear skin. And wow, and she told me that she was a vegetarian, which I don't even think I really heard about that, but I got that, and that her mother and dad were vegetarians, and she had never eaten meat. She just, that's what she ate. So after seeing that, and I said, wow, I'm not sure if I'm going to be a vegetarian, but I mean, is it possible that her diet, all this, her whole life, contributed to her beautiful skin and clear eyes and countenance, sort of some countenance. What's the word? Countenance, so to speak. Very cool gal. So it got me thinking. And then about 3 weeks later, a neighbor gave me a book called Are You Confused? It was a great title, by Pavo Arola. I think that book's still out there. It's a classic. And I read it, and then I was kind of hooked, saying, wow, this is really interesting. So my interest in that started, and I guess it's 40 years now. Interviewing people, getting out of music radio, more into talk, little by little by little. And then, as fate would have it, the talk radio thing was just kind of, you know, really picking up steam more and more and more. Back then, there wasn't a lot of stations like there are now. So that's my background, kind of in with health stuff, and get exposed to a lot of people, and they send me books and stuff, and I look through them. I don't read a lot of these. I don't read hardly any of them straight through. I just don't want to take the time. And most of my interest over the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Well, since we started this show, was more looking into the spiritual aspects of it, and myself as soul, and the mind-body connection, and more and more using my intuition, slowly and slowly letting go of anything that somebody else says as being the truth, and then just coming up with my own. After you listen to these people, and then you really look and see and you experiment, and then that's how you find out. But I spent a lot of time, many years, going down quite a few black holes. But that's not a good term, really, because it makes it seem like a negative thing. But it's not. I mean, that's how we learn, is we try stuff, and that's all. You just try stuff, and then if it doesn't work, and then you learn several things that, one, not to put too much stock in what anybody else says. Listen to it, of course, with respect, and then maybe, you know, dink around and try some stuff. But I think the more and more we use our intuition, listen to people and get some ideas, and then try something in a kind of a closed experiment, if you will. We're going to talk about a lot of things this morning, including the whole idea of past lives and birthdays came up on Facebook. Thank you all. We're all wishing me happy birthday. Mine was my 71st Rev was memorialized on 71 Revs was memorialized on what Tuesday was it Tuesday this something like that. And everybody, I don't know, I never said anything on the air, and everybody, I don't know how they found out about it, but they do. And so I was getting all these things on Facebook, and one of the posts I said something like, well, it was probably my 2,234 some odd number rebirth day, so every, it's just another day in paradise. Just, of course, just another day like they all are. And then somehow we talked a little bit on Facebook about, you know, just like Groundhog Day, when is this going to, you know, when is this going to end? And we're going to talk about it this morning, that it is possible to not come back here, or at least have the choice. It's really something important to think about. Most people don't. But I would encourage you to really think about that. Because why not? I mean, if you could figure out how not to come back and move on, and trust me when I tell you, there's a lot easier spots than this, and where you could even be more useful to God than you are here. Well, no, I shouldn't say that, but just different and more easier in a sense, more fun, more choices. But Earth, you know, as you know, Earth is a tough spot. It's not the easiest place in the universes of planes in existence to be. And there's obviously an unending, literally unending amount of other realities out there. Just in the physical universe, there's billions of planets. I mean, trillions. And who knows how many of these things are inhabited with some kind of life. Maybe a little bit. But as I said many times, I think that we are one of the more evolved, I know it's strange, in a sense spiritually, than most places. Just what I've been able to discern in some travels and speaking with people that I trust. Anyway, so we'll talk a little bit about that. It's called Get Off, Drop Off the Wheel of 84. Many spiritual disciplines have talked about the Wheel of 84 since the beginning of time. And the reason that these things have some kind of congruent connections, even though they may use different words, is because these truths of what really is there, They do perpetuate, and they do stick around, and they do get transferred around, and they're real, and they're really real. And so we'll talk a little bit about that this morning for fun. Rebirth day. That was somebody on Facebook used that term. Rebirth day. Kind of a nice idea, isn't it? Okay, it's 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. It's really curious when you think about not taking anyone's advice too seriously. Listen to them with respect and then try. And I went through that with this thing I had in my tummy for, man, a couple years. It was this off and on heartburn. It's finally resolved, but it was really, the journey, it was just amazing going through. And working with my Ayurvedic doc, who's really a cool guy that I trust just with my life. Well, at the end of the day, he really did have it right of what was going on, but I had to go through a lot of different ups and downs with it, and actually questioning that he was right And so that was a growing thing for me to be able to be with somebody that I like trusted with my life, but then also said, no, I don't, you know, I just don't. So it was a whole asset thing. And some months back, I got to the point, I said, man, there's just, I don't know. The idea that there's too much acid, it just wasn't kind of working using the herbs, and I got impatient. So I said, well, I'm just going to take the position here for a minute that I don't have enough acid and see if that doesn't get rid of the heartburn. And you know what? For a week or two, it did. I was doing some apple cider vinegar, gingers, all the things that he didn't want me to do. He advised me not to do apple cider vinegar, hydrochloric acid, fermented foods, all that stuff. So I started doing that, and immediately the heartburn went away. So I thought, well, see, he was just not, I just really didn't have enough, and I thought I'd really solved it. And then all of a sudden, after a week or so, no. So it was really interesting. And then I quit that. And then slowly, I cut it down. And before you knew it, things were balancing out without any kind of acid adding thing like the vinegar or something like that. So, because I knew deep down that what I wanted to do is get to the point where my body was just making whatever acid it needed, which is the normal way to do it. Because I just wouldn't be into taking hydrochloric acid the rest of my life, or even apple cider vinegar. I don't want to take anything the rest of my life. I just want to eat food and eat anything I want and have it work. I mean, that's real freedom. That's, you know, that's been my goal. I just want to be able to eat whatever I want and be okay. I don't care what it is. And it's taken me a long time to get here, but it's much more fun to eat a lot of stuff. And I, of course, do pretty good with eating it in time, which I think is incredibly valuable. Adam Bergstrom, got so much respect for that because, I mean, Adam's been around the sun, 76 times, and he's solid as a rock. So again, take advice from someone like Adam. You know, he's 76 revs and he's healthy. You know, why go to somebody who's whatever, 30 or 40, not that they don't know something, and take on some kind of a program that, you know, that they just make up. You know, don't take advice from anyone unless they're getting the results that you want. People are out there on the natural field, and I'm not criticizing. I'm just commenting. Just not a criticism, because everybody's on their own path, and it's great. But I see it, and it's just, they're just chasing a lot of stuff. And I did too. So oftentimes we have to go and chase a lot of stuff until we come back to square one. In other words, we come make full circle. You'd heard that term. So, but the thing of it is with being on planet Earth and being aware is that when we are able to come in contact with people, let's call them teachers for the moment, that have been there, done that, and they're willing to pass on what they have learned, you don't have to go through all the stuff they did. You can skip a step. So it's really your good karma to come in contact with people that have some good information, that really have solid information. It's pretty cool. And you don't have to go through it like they did. You don't have to go through the whole thing. You don't have to spend 20 years coming back all around full circle. Now, it's really interesting you should think about that, because it's true. And that's why people look for a really good teacher that knows their stuff, that has really been there, done that kind of thing. I mean, really has, not just makes it up. And there's very few. Adam had one, like Adino Lay. I have the real deal myself. There's a few out there. Not a lot. And that's what you'll want to do, is find yourself somebody that can guide you. And if you really want that, you'll get it just through the desire. We're going to talk a little bit more about that this morning. I thought it was funny. Adam Bergstrom said that people put on these anti-aging conferences, right, and they're all 30, 40, 50 years old. Do you see people 75 or 80 revs around there? Those are the people who should be there talking to people. There's not a lot. You know, there's just not a lot of people, 70, 80 revs, that are really super healthy that I hear about or know about. I'm sure they're out there. I'm not saying they're not, but I wouldn't sweat it. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago. Man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna Testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, that's the way to do it. And this is an ongoing thing. So if you want to get one, just email me and we'll work out a good price for you. And these lamps, man, these are really cool. I've been using it almost every night too. If I'm reading at night or watching a film and putting on tummy, colon, you can put on, I've been putting on my thyroid and, I got to talk about thyroid this morning. These are neat. You can get either the sauna and the lamp or one or the other. I'll give you a deal. So just shoot me an email.
My friend was down in Los Angeles recently, and he brought up some pure sulfur. We just ordered some from you. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I was just looking at it, and I was like, wow, you know, this stuff really is totally different. So I put a tablespoon in my mouth and just chugged it with water, and wow.
Yeah, thanks. A lot of people get that wow thing. I felt something first time I took it about 3 years ago, and we've been promoting this pure organic sulfur ever since. 2-pound orders, 3 different prices, United States, Canada, worldwide, and you can click an order right now on the front page right here, oneradionetwork.com.
Know the source. The source. Oneradionetwork.com.
I left the
morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, open phone Friday, just like the lady said. Come on and join us. 888-663-6386. First time callers, grab yourself a for real, authentic OneRadioNetwork.com tie-dye t-shirt. And you can boom day Ida. I like my little shirts. I wear them around. People always comment on them too. They said, cool shirt, man. thank you for writing back. Somebody asked me, I think they were wondering about, they shipped to Europe on the sauna. Thank you for writing back. I need more research about the infrared sauna, all the saunas out there. There's a Facebook group. They say the safest sauna is the Clear Light Full Spectrum. Yeah, it's not. There's a few people that say the relaxed sauna are chemicals and the materials. I don't know if it's really true. It's not true. It's actually silver on the outside. I think it's... what did Phil say it was made out of the original material? Nylon? And then silver. Yeah, people say a lot of stuff online. The Clear Light is a very expensive sauna. It's got low EMFs. But the wooden saunas don't do the same things that ours do because they don't bounce around on this. You got to check out this technology. I would listen to Phil Wilson's interview that we had, and the sauna's had a lot of research. So, see, just look into it, but I think ours is one of the best deals and the best ones out there. I do. Plus, you don't get all heated up in these wooden ones either like we do with ours, which is a whole other thing. So you're getting the sweating and as well as the far infrared stuff, you know? Okay, let's see. Let's go right and do some emails before. Man, I slept a long time last night. Just trying to wake up here. It's unusual. I know, I spent so many years. Look at Doodle's doing doggy yoga. She lays on her back and puts her feet up. I spent so many years not sleeping. When you really start to sleep, it's like a whole nother, thing, boy. I really enjoyed Carol Borman's show. I was wondering if you started taking all those thyroid pills she talked about, this pig thyroid. Yeah, I did, but I bought some. I went out and I bought some from this this company, I think it's the same one. I bought it on Amazon Canada and Amazon.ca, and it's called S-Throid, something like that. But the place to go would be Z-Web Media. I had an interesting experience. They came and I had 1,000 of them, and they're 30 milligrams. I'd have to look on the bottle. Anyway, so maybe 10 days ago, I started taking, just to back up. So I feel great, but my body temperature is a bit quote unquote low according to what you read on the interweb. And I do get a little cold in my hands and feet sometimes when it gets chillier. So I thought, well, maybe I'd juice it up a little bit. And so I got this pig thyroid, and it's just desiccated pig, kind of like the Nature Thyroid or Armor before they changed Armor. And so I started taking a half dose. And after about a week, I didn't like the way it felt. There was something weird about it. So I just quit, and I haven't taken any more. I'm probably not going to do it anymore. I just know something energetically about it. I just, wasn't anything I could really put my finger on, but I knew that I didn't need to take it, and I could go back and try it again. So I'm working on my own program here, and just to see My Ayurvedic doc says, well, some people just run a little low. I'm about lower than 98.6. So I'm about 97, you know, 97.5, something like that. 90, sometimes closer to 98 during the day, which is nothing. But still, I sometimes feel a little chilly. That doesn't seem like, you know, I like to feel a little bit warmer. So what I'm doing now is a couple of things, and I'm going to experiment with it for a month or two and just see where it goes. Is I have, you know, we have this Edgar Cayce iodine, which we think is the bomb. We really think, knowing Phil Thomas, that it's one of the best ones out there. It is detoxified. It's authentic Edgar Cayce iodine. It's different from nascent. Nascent, really, according to what we know about it, I don't want to speak badly about something, but we don't think that they are really doing it the pure Edgar Cayce way, even though they call it atomized. So you just got to be careful, know the source. So that's why I encourage you to hang around with us, because I'm really particular about the source and look into these things. And hopefully over the years, you kind of trust me that I'm not going to steer you wrong. And when I do, I'll tell you, and then we change. So anyway, I've been doing about 5 drops of the Edgar Cayce iodine, and you can't kind of compare that with Lugol's. It's just really different. Because once you atomize it, detoxify it, it's got a whole other spectrum to it that it's just different. Anyway, I was doing about 5 drops a day on the inside of my wrist just the last couple of years. I never felt anything different. I just did it because, I think it's reasonable with all the things going on in the world today and the different bromines and fluorides and stuff like that. And I think it's a reasonable thing to take a little bit of iodine, and people that I trust suggest the same thing. So at this point, I'm there. But, you know, again, how long I'll do it, who knows. But anyway, so I thought, well, I'm just going to... So I started doing 10 drops on the bottom of my feet, 5 drops on each foot, and then I've increased it to 10 drops on each foot twice a day. So that's a lot, big increase from 5 drops on my wrist to 10, 20, 30, 40 drops on the bottom of your feet. I kind of like it down there. I don't like to take it internally because I think it can mess up the microbiome in the mouth and the tummy. Just me, but I wouldn't take it internally. And so I'm just going to play with it. I've been taking my temperature, writing it down, and nothing going on. I don't really feel any. I think, you know, I've been sleeping a little bit more deeply. So, you know, it could be a sign that the thyroid is getting boosted up a little bit. I don't know. If I really wanted to spend the money, I would do the thyroid test and do that. But I just don't trust those kind of things. I think they're a real snapshot in time. And I don't think they mean much. Just me, though. I know a lot of people do and do the TSH and free TH and all that stuff. But I'm just not a big test kind of guy. But I did the DNA mouth test. That was pretty interesting. Anyway, so we're going to try it and just see, you know, see how I feel and see how it works. And, you know, the only way I know is just to try stuff and really, really, you know, pay attention to everything. You know, how you eliminate and how you sleep and everything. Exercise, your energy and, you know, the whole game. Thought process and state of consciousness, because these things affect everything. So when you take stuff, it'll do it. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see. And so also what I'm doing is there's a nice little product called Sulfur Salts that Phil Thomas, the Edgar Cayce iodine fellow, that he has. And it's an Edgar Cayce thing. And I think it's a cream of tartar, sulfur, something else. And Phil said that he used it very successfully to take it every day, and it will help the receptors in your thyroid to accept iodine. And then once you get enough iodine in there, the thyroid should kick it up, should work better, which I think is a really, for me, it's more fun. I'd rather do that than take pig thyroid. It's just a better choice for me. Also, there's many people that suggests a little bit of tyrosine helps the thyroid to uptake iodine. I don't like taking a lot of those things like that. I bought some, but I don't know about taking it. I buy some of these things and I look at it and say, I don't know, I don't want to take this. I don't like to get it too messy. You know, I say, I don't want it. There's too much stuff for me sometimes. So, yeah, the temperature thing's pretty interesting. I got one of those ear thermometers. See those we bought on Amazon, like $20. And you just poke that little baby in your ear and it goes beep, and it tells you exactly what it is, which is kind of cool. I got tired of sitting around taking my temperature by the mouth. You got to sit there. But yeah, they're pretty cool. I think they're quite accurate too. But I did notice that the underarm and in your rectum were about a degree higher than the mouth, and then the underarm is about a degree lower. That's why the Broda Barnes guy, said you want to be like 97, right, 97.5, which for him that was 98.5 because it's a degree lower under your arm. And so I was really kind of curious. I guess that was the only way you could do it with babies, but I guess over the years moms were actually looking at a temperature that was actually higher than what it really was, which is kind of curious that the doctors didn't figure that out when they were telling moms to give their babies in the rectum. I mean, that's the only place you can do it, in a little baby in the butt, right? Then I'm not going to hold it in their mouth or under their arm. But, so I guess the little moms had not a complete accurate when they were taking their little baby's temperature. Well, somebody once said, God is in the details, right? God is in the details. Lakeisha, what a great name. Ellie, hi. I just watched a YouTube video from 2014 with Clive in the UK. Don't know what it is. Very informative and humorous at the same time. Unfortunately, being so fascinated by the information of the mainstream media last week, I turned to a vitamin shop and bought their brand of, MSM. And vitamin C. Oh, I figured getting some ASAP was best. My husband takes the capsules and I break open the capsules and take it with a spoon. Anyhow, I just wanted to reach out and see if the availability of your organic sulfur still exists, to thank you for your passion in providing people with ears to hear, an enormous benefit. Oh, taking sulfur. Yeah, I guess, let me email her back and see where she lives. But we send it all over the world. I don't know what she means, Clive in the UK. Was it an interview that we did, maybe? Yeah, we interviewed Clive, but a fellow from South Africa. So I got to find out what that's about. Yeah, our self is really different. It's different from all these different ones out there because it's 100% pure. So you want to get the real deal. You want to get the pure stuff. You'll feel the difference. Here's Loman starts. He says, you guys were talking about proper hydration. I start with 2 teaspoons of Hawaiian sea salt and 1 gallon of water. The salt serves to a couple purposes: to hydrate, provide 80 essential minerals that are present in Hawaiian sea salt. That's right. You can have bananas too. Huh? They're full of potassium. Potassium is an important hydration. Don't eat more than 3 bananas a day. I like to use raw eggs at room temperature, mix it by hand, then add some chili peppers, chopped up well, and I drink that up. I do this a few times a day. The eggs will coat the chilies, so there will be a minimum burn. Be sure to have something in your stomach. Stomach shouldn't be empty. Drink it raw. Your entire family should follow this program. You will notice the difference soon. Bananas are important, too. 3 days max. Too much potassium can cause heart attack. What? Due to this regimen, 4 to 5 days a week, off and on. So this person really, and that's a great little program they got going on. I guess the chilies are the vitamin C, huh? Yeah, boy, this salt is important. I eat a lot of salt these days, especially all the saunas that I'm doing. Boy, it's important. I'll just do 1/4 teaspoon or 1/2 teaspoon sometime, and just pop her down. And it can really affect your muscles, too. There's different muscles in your legs that you can actually... Some people know this. Where if you get kind of cramped up in different parts of, like, your bottom of your feet or your thighs or your inner thighs, and they can tell if it's salt, potassium, or magnesium that you're kind of short in. But with all the saunas I do, boy, I just make sure I get enough electrolytes. I like that. They get a little package of electrolytes from Emergency, potassium, calcium, what are the other ones? So I'll take a little hit of those before I go in the sauna with a big glass of water. And I wonder, do you really get enough? Can you get extra potassium by a couple, 2 or 3 bananas a day? I wasn't thinking about more potassium myself, but I just didn't want to go out and buy potassium. I didn't want to go buy some potassium pill. Maybe I'll try some more bananas. I used to know this years ago. I went to this wild gypsy guy. He was a really interesting fellow. Traveled around the country in a purple school bus and with a couple of wives. But he was really on a lot of different things, and hung out with him for about a year. And he used to always tell me, you need more potassium. He'd look at me and say, you need more potassium. I'll always say that. Never did listen to him, of course, but he said it.
Previously with cancer specialist Dr. Francisco Contreras on rebounding.
There's a study that was done in America with women that exercise 4 hours a week strenuously. And those that had 66 less incidence of cancer of the breast than the women that didn't do exercise. That's how impactful exercise can be.
We've been a big fan of rebounding, these little trampolines, for years.
Rebounding is one of the best because not only is it not as aerobic as many other exercises, but it is, but it also moves the lymph from within your body. And remember that lymph is the one that's bringing out all of the toxins. And if you don't get it up to your heart and then out through the urine, the toxins stay there. So rebounding is an excellent, excellent form of exercise that just about anybody can do. I mean, we have some 85-year-old people that rebound. It's very easy, even for elderly people, to get on the rebounder and just go up and down. It's an excellent exercise.
Certainly is. The Rebound Air Lifetime Warranty Rebounder. Click and order right now. 1RadioNetwork.com.
Raw milk from grass-pastured cows or goats was a staple in the diet of mankind all over the world for thousands of years. In the early 1900s, Dr. Porter had his patients get on raw milk and colostrum as a fast for 48 weeks to help them heal. The results were amazing. Dr. William Campbell Douglas wrote The Milk Book to chronicle the many amazing miracles people have had from drinking only raw milk and water for 1 to 3 months. Dr. Ron Schmidt wrote The Untold Story of Raw Milk, which discloses the real reason why healthy, fresh, raw milk that people drank for thousands of years without ill effect all of a sudden in the 1940s was mandated to be heat sterilized. Milk from grass-pastured cows that is hormone and antibiotic free, when properly processed, can confer many health benefits to the body. We believe One World Way delivers some of milk's miraculous miraculous properties via our technological enhancements. You can click on the One World Way banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Yeah, we love Leonard. Leonard's off on his cosmic vacation, and I'm sure he's having a good time wherever he is. Cool guy, boy. He was the bomb, wasn't he? He's great. Oh, and he was so on to really key ideas in life and songs that he wrote, like just that one there. I mean, listen to the words in that, and it's just so fascinating, you know, that he really got some of these spiritual principles that he incorporated into his songs, and that's why people liked him, because it was, you know, it was real art, because he was into some truth there that everybody knows. And it's true, there are no secrets. Everybody knows everything. That's how karma works. Everybody knows everything that you're thinking and everything that you're doing. And that's how we create our realities, and that's why it's important to be careful what we buy into, because everybody knows. It's that simple. It's that simple, yeah. So the way I approach it is, if I take the view that everybody knows everything that I'm thinking, so I don't think ill of anybody because everybody knows. So if I was sitting in front of somebody, would I be sitting there giving them a hard time in my head? How is this guy? And would I do that? Well, if I did, well, then fine. Well, then he's going to respond back, and there's going to be something going on between us, and then you just created a karmic situation for, you know, it might be good to work things out, but so it's important, you know, not to do that anytime, because everybody knows. Yep. Everybody knows all the time. Let Let me do this one thing real quick. Important. I need to do that one. Okay. Sorry. Hey, everybody knows. Traditional Chinese medicine provides herbs to replenish qi deficiency by tonifying the spleen and stomach qi deficiency and to elevate yang. Adam Bergstrom has a wonderful post on your site about yin and yang. Oh, for the thyroid. Yeah, I agree that, and that's what I was saying, to just pick out a particular organ and just try to give it something and all that. And that's one way to do it, and people do it, and they're very successful. But I would rather do it this way, too. When you get the whole body thing going, then the thyroid, it's gonna pick back up, unless it has some real damage. And even then, it's gonna figure out what it needs to do by just, eating on time and eating a lot of good foods, and then supporting yourself with herbs that different parts of the body. I'll check out Adam's blog on that. Yep, stomach and spleen and all that thing, and then the thyroid's just gonna do its thing. And this is where we wanted. This is more fun to do it that way, right? Rather than just, taking thyroid stuff for the rest of your life. But it's not a big deal if you choose to do that, because who cares? I mean, that's what you choose to do. It's fine. Again, just the more we stay away from judging this stuff as being good or bad, the better off we all are. Because everybody gets to do it with whatever way they want to do it, too. Because everybody knows. Stacy says, I have a question about your rebounders you sell. Are they squeaky or are they silent? I love the fact that they have a lifetime warranty, but I wondered how loud they were. Oh, they generally, sure, you can hear them when you're squashing up and down a little bit, but they're not squeaky. And if they get a little squeaky, do a little WD-40 on them and you're good. Patrick, I heard you talk about urine therapy. Pretty interested in. This person sent me a video. Yeah, and I've got to check this guy out. What happened to that? Did I lose that? Evidently, there's a new documentary out on urine therapy. I want to get this guy on this show. Oh, what happened to it? Oh, I think I must have saved it in some tabs. Anyway, this fellow, yeah, looks pretty interesting. It's getting quite a lot of comments around the web because it's kind of an adventurous thing to drink your own pee, but I don't give medical advice, but you do what you want to do. But you could drink your pee every day for the rest of your life, and it's going to help you, in my opinion. It's a good thing. It's great. Yeah. There's so many books been written about it. You can just Google urine therapy, and I know I can tell you how many hits you get right now from Dr. Google. Of course, Google. I don't know why we always keep you. I got to go to a new thing. But let's just put in Google urine therapy. It used to tell me how many hits you get. Oh, 42 million. It's a lot. Yeah, Ayurvedic medicine had been playing around with urine therapy for a long time. There's all kinds of things in there, hormones and stuff like that. And you can put it on your face, put it in your hair. It's pretty, it's the bomb, really. And I go through stages. Kind of cool. You can start if you want with a little dropper full, or just a couple drops if you're just shy about it. And then, as you get more adventurous, you'll be drinking cups of it before long. Yeah. It's been used. It's been used for long, thousands of years. Somebody told me the Indians used to, and the farmers did that. They know if they'd hurt their, get a wound or something, that's what they would do, is pee on it. Like, if a bear bit you in a foot, if you're an Indian, you'd pee on it. Pee on the bear? No, you'd pee on your foot. Disinfect it, but yeah. You should, you know, if you're adventurous, try some. Try it. Just do it for a while and see if you... You'd be surprised what you might feel, and you might detox. You could do a lot of different things. The recommended way to do it is in midstream. I don't know how important that is, but that's the classic way to do it. I think the Ayurvedic, as you know, how they get real poetic and say you don't eat the head or the tail of the snake, you just eat the middle. So, so you start peeing, and then you let it go for 10, 15 seconds, put a little cup under there, and grab some, whatever much you want, and then, so you're getting the midstream. It's theoretically the cleanest. Well, then there, because people, I guess, to get the idea that there could be some bacteria right there at the tip of the urethra or the penis, and I don't know. We're made up of bacteria anyway, right? It's all we are, is when we glob a bacteria. Adam says, bananas are overrated as a source of potassium. United Fruit Company propaganda, both white potatoes and sweet potatoes are better sources of potassium. Well, great. Because I love potatoes, so there's just not much, that much in potassium. Huh. White potatoes and sweet potatoes are better sources of potassium. I love potatoes, man. I had one last night. I told you how I like to do them. I peel them, and then I'll put maybe some olive oil or maybe some black cumin oil from Andreas, one of those, or black sesame oil, and then some of Dr. Cowan's powders, like beet powder, eggplant powder, or green powder, or, you know, one of those, right? And I rub it on there with some sea salt all over that potato. This is with the peel off. And about 350 or 375, dextranize that sucker and do it for about 2 hours. And man, forget about it. I like this because it forms its own little crust, but you can eat the whole thing very easily. It's really a fun way to do potatoes. They got a lot of bad raps over the years, isn't it? Potatoes? What's that? Oh, it's that nightshade thing, right? I know there's a lot of people out there running around with their hair on fire about, don't eat tomatoes, they're going to kill you, lectins. It's funny. Every time I hear that, if they ask me, well, I don't know, there'd be a lot of dead Italians if tomatoes were going to kill you. That's right. There'd be no old Italians, they'd all be dead. Because trust me, they eat a lot of tomatoes in Italy. And there's a lot of old Italians, I want to tell you. Man, all my relatives, they lived forever. Grandma, 96. Her sisters, I think they all lived well over 90. And they'd sit there at the weddings and dance and sing. And, you know, they weren't in bed in a nursing home at 95. They were walking around. So to tell me that tomatoes are going to kill you, I don't think so. Why? Show me some evidence. They'd all be dead Italians. There wouldn't be any old Italians. People just don't get logical about this stuff. I don't know what it is. Oh, well, this summer I was stung by a black hornet. Good for you, on the top of my head. Holy cow, wouldn't hurt, wouldn't heal for months, although I was taking Superior products and finally ordered some liposomal vitamin C from your store. I take a little every morning, just squirt it into my mouth. The sting site is almost totally healed after taking your C for a week. That's the only thing I did differently. I'm sure I credit the C. Yeah, that's a neat little product. Cool, thanks for that. That's great. What's a hornet nest doing on your head? There's got to be some kind of a waking dream to that, right? I wonder what that